step program. So I have worked the steps in other programs. So and in OA, I have worked them thoroughly in OA. But my journey includes a lot of background before I got to OA. I was a skinny child, but food was very important in my family. My mom shopped at the most expensive store in Chicago, Treasure Island, and we always had a huge Sunday dinner and had a candy drawer. Like Halloween, all the candy went in the candy drawer, and I could have candy anytime I wanted. It was always there and available. But I was a skinny child. There was a lot of arguing about money, and I was very fearful about money. So I tended to be very, very frugal about spending money, and I think probably eating too. I mean, I don't recall at that time, but I remember, being very frugal, and my weight issue didn't really become an issue until puberty in my adolescence, when I just ballooned up, and I was overweight. I wasn't, like my other in comparison, and I always compared myself to my other, like the high school girlfriends. They seemed to not have the extra weight that I did, so became bulimic in my 20s, and it was all about body image, just not wanting to be the size that I was. And I got down to, I think, it's been a long time, but I think I was around, I think I got down to about 85 pounds, but I felt wonderful. I was exercising, I was eating very healthily, no fat. I was married at the time, and again, like, it was body image while I was married, and the marriage ended. I ended up home, and oh my God, my parents were just, oh God, you're way too thin, and on the weight came. So ever since then, it's I was not bulimic anymore. I didn't do that anymore. So ended up in AA at a very young age of 23, pointing the finger at somebody else. And when somebody said Al-Anon, I was shocked. I was absolutely, it was like, oh no, he's got a drug problem. But if it's the alcohol, I had to look at myself. So I got into the AA program. The steps made sense to me. Oh my God, I'd never thought of taking my own inventory of self-improvement. I had sat in church and kind of went, is this it? Is the answer here? And I was just like sat there wondering, and thankfully God said, no, I have something else for you, and he gave me 12 steps program, which really helped me connect to my higher power. I was encouraged to go back to church, which I had as a child. But of course, God was out the window by the time I entered the program. And worked the steps, got a sponsor, went to lots of meetings, really learned to take care of myself, brushing my teeth, dressing nicely. One of my sponsors even took me shopping. I never remember. The only place my mother took me shopping was the Goodwill, the Salvation Army. So going shopping for the perfect blouse was just wonderful. And we went to like three different stores and looked for the perfect little cream color cotton white blouse, or cream color blouse. It was just perfect. And I remember that to this day, how memorable that she took the time and energy to take me shopping and look for something that was just for me. My only other experience was going shoe shopping when I was graduating from grammar school. My sister took me, and we bought two shoes that were too small for me, two pairs of shoes. They were too small, but that's all they had. So it was ridiculous. So I wore them very rarely because they were already too tight. We just for graduation and confirmation. Got into OA because I ballooned up during the holidays, Halloween and Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas, just ballooned up 20 pounds. And I've shrunk now. I'm 4'9", but I was 4'10". I don't know whether I had shrunk at that time or not, but I ballooned up 20 pounds, and I couldn't fit in my clothes. I was miserable. It was like I just couldn't stop eating. I was unhappy. I was living in Santa Maria, and I was very unhappy in Santa Maria. I am chemically sensitive, so I had ended up, it was difficult to find housing. I moved from the Bay Area down to Santa Maria, and difficult to find housing. I ended up in an RV for a while, for about a year, and then senior housing became available in Santa Maria. And I was clearly very unhappy, and in there was just nothing going on. It's a retirement community, and it was just nothing exciting was going on except all the agriculture and being chemically sensitive. I was miserable, and I lasted there not more than like 8 months, if that. Managed to put an ad in the paper and found housing in Santa Barbara. And I have, because Santa Barbara is so cosmopolitan, there was jobs. I could find a job here. And I wasn't, ready to retire, but the chemical sensitivities were difficult to keep employed. So anyway, I ballooned up, and when I was in Santa Maria, I joined OA. I knew exactly where to come. I had belonged to a lot of other programs for different issues, but I become obsessive. I obsess about certain things, I'll switch one addiction to another. And food, more recently, I was even dreaming about food, and it was like I don't normally even dream. So dreaming about what to eat, I switch one from another. So obsessive compulsive, I have a little bit of that disorder. So I've worked the steps in the program. I love my sponsors. They help guide me. I benefited so much through taking the steps, through turning my will and the care of my will over to the care of God, my will over to the care of God. And today he's really my partner. I have a conscious feel like I have a conscious contact with him. I try to have integrity. This program has taught me to want to be a better person and to do nicer things for others. I've always been a people pleaser, but I didn't really understand being of service. And I would try to, buy people's affection. Anyway, the gifts of this program from working the steps, and taking on the principles of this program. Of course, I was very fearful, and I was angry and resentful when I first got into the program. And the resentments were a big one. I felt like I was splitting at the seams with resentments. And I don't have resentments today. I really had to work at them. I would say the resentment prayer found in the big book, the chapter, Freedom from Bondage, refers to the resentment prayer in the AA big book. I would do that. I would, the one thing that got helped me get over my resentment with my mom was I wrote a letter. She's passed now, of course. but I wrote a letter to myself from my mother saying what I really wished I could have heard from her. She really apologized for not being a better mom to me, not being able to nurture me, to give me the attention that I needed, that I was a precious child and I deserved so much more than she was able to give me. And that I have in my God box, and I take it out every once in a while. I read it, and it's very healing to me because it's coming from her, and acknowledging that my reality, acknowledging what my reality really was. I've learned to trust. Little by little, especially through my sponsors, of trusting them with secrets and confident material, and the fact that they would actually offer suggestions that were helpful, that they listened. First of all, they picked up the phone, they listened to me, and then they, were able to either guide me in making a decision. Well, Lynn, you got to make a decision. One sponsor called me the mud rock rumper because I would sit on the fence and I had have one side of me in on one side of the fence and the other side on the other side of the fence, and I couldn't make decisions. And that helped me be the victim. If I couldn't make the decision and the time, passed and the decision was made for me, then I could be the victim again because the decision had been made for me. So the pros and cons. You would encourage me to write down the pros and cons. And I had never known tools like this. The slogans were a novelty to me. Easy does it, keep it simple, first things first, this too shall pass. I didn't know any of that stuff. It was like, oh, those are good ideas. They really were revelations to me. So, yeah, trust, trust. People encouraged me, even other people, not my sponsors, would encourage me to stand up for myself, go in there and ask for that raise, and I needed to work through those fears. I had to develop that courage, yes, you're afraid, you just do it anyway, going on job interviews, that's courageous, writing, and I remember one of the things my sponsor said was, when you're interviewing, all you're doing is interviewing. You're trying to be the best interviewee possible. Not try to get the job, just be the best at interviewing and learning the technique of, interaction and stuff. Because I had no communication skills at all. And I had to learn to communicate, even going to jobs and saying things like, hi, how are you? Good morning. They didn't do that in my family of origin. No, it was always ugly faces. I'm in a hurry. You're in my way. So I still have a hard time greeting people. And now I live in a retirement home. I learned that life is about learning lessons, and you get plenty of opportunity to learn those lessons over and over and over again in case you didn't get it the first time or the second or the tenth. So, I look at that way, at life that way, and then I don't have to beat myself up anymore because if I mistake, it's like, okay, I'll get another opportunity, I'm sure, to work this one out if I don't do this correct the first time or this time. So, also taking responsibility for myself, when I could be the victim, I didn't have to take responsibility. Now I get to own my stuff. Now I get to own my mistakes, my shortcomings. And, when I was on the step, I think it's seven on the defects of character, they were just like in my face, it was like, oh my God, there it is again, wanting to blame others. That's a good one. That's still a, so let's see.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you. I learned that happiness is an inside job. I love to be around people who make me laugh, but I have to take me by the hand and find those people who make me laugh. You know, I can't and find things that I enjoy and make me laugh. I used to be full of self-pity, and I don't have to dwell on that. I can be in gratitude. I used to gag on the word gratitude. It was like, what's there to be grateful for? And now I realize that gratitude is the tool. When I do my gratitude list, I write a whole page of gratitude. Anything that I can think of, that I have my eyesight, that I have, my fingers, that I'm able to walk, anything that I can think of. And I have to do that if I'm not feeling well and getting depressed. I have to do that for like 3 days. Just write a whole page of gratitude. And by the third day, what, guess what? I get that attitude adjustment. So I appreciate the name of this group. Let's see. I used to live very recklessly and, spontaneously. And today I look at things and try to be take more calculated actions, more planned actions. I used to be very closed-minded and opinionated. And what they say, how this program works, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. So I try to, pry open that mind with a crowbar. I remember in the very beginning, it was so painful, feeling like I had to pry it open to be open-minded and to listen to what others had to say. I have to say, hate was in my realm, and today I don't feel that way. I feel just like they say in the program. I may not like what people do, but I love them as human beings, and that's very freeing to just love people. I used to be the doormat, and like I said, I had to learn to step up for myself. I just appreciate this program. I'm struggling with my abstinence. I am really trying to stay away from the flour and the sugar. And I actually, flour and sugar was out yesterday. So the day before, I had a little slip. I think it had been about 2 or 3 days before that I hadn't had sugar and flour. But I know my mind is going, and I know the sugar isn't good for my brain. And I think I mentioned that after I had a certain food on last Thursday or something, I woke up in the morning and I just felt like I had been hit by a Mack truck, and it was something with flour. I just the whole morning, and then I lost my temper at somebody at about noon because I was just feeling so cruddy, and they were confronting me with something, and I just had to let them have it. Unfortunately, I'm probably going to have to go back and apologize at somebody that I see not very frequently, but once in a while. And I did yell at him, and I don't mind what I said to him, but how I said it was not okay. And I will take care of it when I see him. This program has just taught me to enjoy life. I like to repeat things like, we avoid the deliberate manufacture of misery, because I eat emotionally. Halt, don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, and then E, elated at the end of it, when things are going good, oh yes, I can have that piece of cake. Or that piece of candy. So, some people can have sugar, and more power to them. I enjoyed my sugar when I could eat it, but I can't anymore. It doesn't work for me anymore. I'm just about there, aren't I? Oh, yeah, 15, 13 seconds. Okay. Yeah, time. Oh, good. Perfect.
Oh, Lynn, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. That was great. And now it's time for the treasurer's report, followed by the secretary report.